By what authority do you make such a statement? That usually ends the conversation right there. We stand on the authority that is Christ and His Word. That gives a good focus and a good preparation for our worship this morning. Our opening hymn, 915, Today Your Mercy Calls Us. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting three, page 184 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection has won for us the forgiveness of sins. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have graciously and mercifully given the authority of Christ to your church here on earth. Keep us faithful to your holy and precious word. Help us to learn how to submit our thoughts, our will, our desires to you and to your holy precious word. For in you is life and freedom and salvation. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 915.
Thank you.
service setting 3, page 184. Page 184. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day.
Say to my soul, I am
Almighty and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep from us all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 28. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep, and he dreamed. And behold, there was a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Ephesians, chapter 4. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal. Rather, let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic laying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess now our one faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God, light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who
seated for the hymn of the day, number 797, Praise the Almighty.
Thank you. God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today comes from the gospel lesson just read, especially these words. When the crowds saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. Thus far our text. Dear friends in Christ, he has given authority to men, to people. Jesus has given authority to you, authority to forgive sins. Do you know how wonderful that is? That means that when Pastor Poppy declared your forgiveness at the beginning of this divine service, that you were really forgiven. Forgiven not just by him, but by God. Or as we say it in the small catechism, authority to forgive sins means that when the called minister of Christ deals with you by God's divine command, in particular, when they absolve those who repent of their sins and wish to do better, it is just as valid and certain, even in heaven, as if Christ, our dear Lord, dealt with you himself. You have the authority to forgive sin. That means that when a wife tells her husband, who left his socks wrong side out again and on the floor 6 inches from the hamper, failing to sacrifice himself to get it the other 6 inches into the hamper, when she says, "You're forgiven," he is forgiven. It means that when a husband forgives a wife of whatever her sin might be, the same is true. She is forgiven. Their sins before God are made well. And you can arrange it any way you want to. A friend can forgive a friend. A brother can forgive a sister. A sister can forgive a brother. A neighbor can forgive a neighbor. God has given such authority to humankind. Now, to understand the way that it works, we need to understand what that word authority means. Authority means that one exercises an action on behalf of another. Perhaps the best example is this: an ambassador to another country. An ambassador to another country visits and communicates with that foreign government, but they can't do whatever they want to. All that an ambassador can say to that foreign government is what his own government says. Every action the ambassador does is on behalf of the one who sent him. The power lies not within the ambassador himself. He acts on authority from the one who has sent him. And should he act outside that authority, his words carry no weight. Or maybe another way to think about it is with our own government, the way that it's supposed to work. The power of the United States of America lies with you, the citizen. And you exercise that power electing authorities, congressmen and women, governors, legislators, to act on your authority to govern and rule this nation. At least that's the way it's supposed to work. That's what authority is: a person acting on behalf of another. The power lies not within themselves. They are carrying out the task the one who sent them asked them to do. And that's the way it was at the beginning of the service, when your sins were declared forgiven. The pastor speaks those words not by his own power. A pastor has no indelible character, no magical power within himself to forgive sins. He's acting merely on the authority of God. God forgives sins, even when he does it through the pastor. We call that an instrumental means for forgiveness. What that means is this: a trumpet sitting on the floor has no ability to play music. It lays in silence. A violin sent home from school for violin practice doesn't play itself if the child leaves it under the bed. But when someone picks up the instrument and puts the trumpet to their lips or the violin to their chin, and they play the instrument, then the beautiful sound comes out. The instrument cannot make music on its own. Someone must play it. So too, the pastor cannot forgive sins on their own. They must have the word of God behind them that actually does the forgiving. It's God who forgives sins. God who does it instrumentally through the word of the pastor. You see, pastors have received authority to forgive sins. They've received that authority from Jesus. Jesus himself told all pastors to forgive sins on behalf of God. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples and he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld." Jesus, God in the flesh, gave the authority to forgive sins to pastors, and he gave it also to all the church. But how did Jesus have the right to forgive sins? That's where our marvelous gospel lesson for this morning comes in. Jesus goes to Capernaum, sort of his headquarters for his ministry. And a man is brought to him who is paralyzed. I want you to imagine being paralyzed, not in our modern world with wheelchairs and robotic carts, machines that breathe for you. Imagine being paralyzed in first century Israel. A terrible situation. No ability to fend for yourself. No ability to work, to provide. No ability to travel, to go to church or anything without the help of several other people. That's the situation this man is in. He has friends. Friends who carry him on a stretcher, fighting their way through the large crowds that surround Jesus to bring this man before the one they hope can help this man. And when they get to Jesus, Jesus, seeing their great faith, says to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." That's it? That's all? He doesn't say get up and walk. He doesn't heal the paralysis right away. He doesn't take care of this man's situation in the world. If that's not enough, the Jews that are gathered there say that Jesus is committing blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins, they say. Who do you think you are, Jesus? Jesus knows their wicked thoughts and their evil hearts. So he says to them, which is easier, to say, get up and walk, or to say, your sins are forgiven? The assumed answer is, of course, that it is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, than it is to say, get up and walk. Because when you say, get up and walk, you better see the person get up and walk. And how can a person be healed from paralysis with just a word? Better to say, your sins are forgiven, where there's no evidence one way or the other, right? Not for Jesus. Jesus has the power to forgive sins just as well as he has the power to say, get up and walk again. And to prove it, he goes on and says, so that you may know the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins, I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home. And as soon as the word of Jesus is spoken, it does exactly what it says. The man's paralysis is healed. He gets up to walk and he goes home. And if the word of Jesus can make a paralyzed man walk, when he says, get up and walk, what does the word of Jesus do when he says, your sins are forgiven? Does exactly what it says. It forgives sins. Jesus can forgive sins. And Jesus gives that authority to the church also. The authority so that you can forgive sins, so that you can hear the pastor forgive your sins. And it's an authority that is not cheaply bought. The authority to forgive sins comes with high price. The reason a husband can forgive a wife and that a wife can forgive a husband, the reason that a pastor can declare your sins are forgiven, because of what Jesus did to forgive them. He went to the cross. The power to forgive sins comes only from the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. His suffering, his torture, his agony. That's why your sins are forgiven. That's why it's so easy for us to say, you are forgiven today, because it brings back the blood of Jesus upon all that sin. Even from the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And that prayer covers all your guilt, taking it as far from you as the east is from the west, making you holy, righteous, and pure in the sight of God. That blood forgives the sin of husbands, wives, neighbors, brothers, sisters, and all the rest. The blood of Jesus is where the power to forgive sins comes from. And the words that we speak are but the instrumental means that deliver that forgiveness to each other. Dear Christian, why do you doubt it? Your sins are forgiven, just as the Word of God says. For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say to a paralyzed man, get up and walk? Jesus can do both. Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say the crucified and dead Jesus rose from the dead? God has power to do both things, and both are true. Doubt it no longer. Repent of your doubt and believe that you have complete and total forgiveness of sins through Jesus, delivered to you through the word of your pastor and the word of your fellow Christian. Glorify God who has given such marvelous authority to humankind. And not only that, dear friends, make use of this marvelous authority. When sin weighs you down, find a fellow Christian, confess and be forgiven. When guilt overwhelms you, call up the pastor on the phone, schedule an appointment, confess to him, and receive the absolution, knowing that your sin will die in his ear as God speaks through his lips the words of Jesus. Take heart, your sins are forgiven. When Satan paralyzes you with fear over all that you've done wrong, confess it and trust in the blood and mercy of Jesus Christ. Being washed in that blood by the Word of God. Make use of this authority and forgive also. Forgive those who sin against you, whether they deserve it or not. Forgive those who make you angry. Do not let the sun set on your anger. Forgive those you've done wrong in the past. Forgive husbands. Forgive wives. Forgive sons and daughters. Forgive, for you were first forgiven by Jesus on the cross through the Word of God into your ear. It's a marvelous and powerful authority that God has given to men. For when the called minister of Christ deals with you by God's divine command, in particular when he forgives those who repent of their sins and wish to do better, it is just as valid and certain, even in heaven, as if Christ, our dear Lord, had dealt with you himself. Be forgiven. Forgive others, and find the source of that forgiveness always in Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, and risen, all to take away the sin of the world. Yes, even your sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand and sing the offertory.
Thank you.
again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of forgiveness, full and free, bought by the blood of Jesus, given with that crucifixion and resurrection authority, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Please stand for the prayers of the church. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Joyce Thompson, who is currently hospitalized. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their sins. Heavenly Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have given your church the authority on earth to forgive sins. Grant that we may always rejoice to receive the forgiveness announced and delivered by those men who have been called and ordained to serve in Christ's stead and by his command. And, having been forgiven, give us hearts that are quick to forgive others. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, our Savior sent forth his church to the ends of the earth to proclaim the good news of salvation in him. Continue to send workers into your vineyard and give us willing and generous hearts to support the preaching of your word in our community and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you blessed Jacob with offspring as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give comfort to those who long for children but are unable to conceive. May they find in the church a family to love and to cherish. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you rescued us from our fallen condition and adopted us as your own children. Guide those who are seeking to adopt children of their own, that they may be a model of your love, and give them patience and endurance as they work through the adoption process. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we beg you to grant wisdom to all those whom you have placed in temporal authority, both in this country and throughout the world. Renew their diligence, that they would use their offices to serve their fellow citizens with justice and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, Eternal Father, as the paralytic was brought to your Son, Jesus, so too we bring before you in prayer all those suffering in any mental or physical anguish this day. Especially we remember Joyce, Katie, Janet, Christina, Jerry, Kay, Al, Willis, Lyle, Cindy, Lori, Donna, Ron, Shirley, Pastor Arlen Russert, Greg, Sherry, our shut-in members, those in long-term care, the family of Marvin Thompson as he mourns the loss of his sister Helen, the family of Dorothy White, taken to her eternal home this past week, and all others that we remember in our hearts. According to your will, grant them healing in this life and give them faithful friends who will proclaim to them the forgiveness of their sins, so that they would face the trials of this life confident in your love for them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
How awesome is this place, O God, for here we receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation given to us in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Fill us with his life, with his love, with his forgiveness, that we would return to our homes in joy and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, out of love for his fallen creation, humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Thank you.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting, departing peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Please stand. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, Common Doxology, 805. Okay, I'll try to remember that announcement after the Bible study as well. Thank you. You can
drop in if you want. We overwhelmed them with drop-ins last time, and a few people were turned away. So if you can, go onto their website or download their app or whatever, and plug in a particular time and an appointment, and hopefully that'll move things a little bit quicker. You've got to be at least 16 years old, and 16 to 19 can donate with parental permission, and there is no age limit on the top. So there you have it. So there you have it. Please consider donating, and there's an extra big need right now. There were many, many places on the East Coast that were not able to receive blood donations during the hurricane time, and so there's a big shortage right now, and hope and pray that we're able to respond in kind around here. Also, 2 weeks from today, we'll start a new Summary of Christian Doctrine class, great review of the faith, or if you'd like to find out more what Lutheran Christians believe, teach, and confess, that will start on the 21st of October, 9:30 Sunday morning, 21st of October. You're all invited to coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes. One opportunity for Bible study today for adults. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1 in the fellowship hall. Pastor, anything else? Vicar? Okay, have a great day and week and life in the forgiveness, which is yours in Jesus.